Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. And we're here today with Microsoft Public Cloud Services, setting up your business in the cloud. And I've got a special guest, good friend of mine. We've been out in the field, in the community, working for a few years, several years now. And I want to bring on Adnan Cartwright. How you doing, Adnan?
Hey, Blaine, I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. So you're most valuable professional. With Microsoft, you're one of our partners. I think your special area is cloud and server installation and servicing, and you're CEO of Integrity Solutions, one of our partners down in South Florida.
That is correct, Blaine.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, typically I blow stuff up. Mainly what I do is get and consult with clients and help them bridge that gap, understanding Microsoft technology. And because of that, a lot of them have adopted the cloud and cloud solutions a whole lot quicker, especially Azure and Office 365. There's a lot of system center integration we do partake in, as well as Windows Server, our specialty area. So we've done a great deal of implementation as well as education via Microsoft technologies.
Yeah, and more importantly, you've contributed to, I think, three chapters in the book, right? The book we put together, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud.
Yep, it was actually two. So it was Understanding Server Manager, which is Chapter 7, and right. Getting and Utilizing Azure Remote App, which is Chapter 8.
Right, and you know, you helped a little bit, just a little bit on some of the other chapters, so we'll count it as a third. But yeah, you actually reviewed a lot of the book. So thank you very much for your time and contributions around that.
It was fun, and I'm humbled that you allowed me to have such a great part in it. Thank you very much. It was a great experience.
No problem. So let's talk about this module 7, Understanding Server Manager. So really, Adnan, you know, we talked about this. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now, about all the different services and applications that Microsoft has, as far as Microsoft Azure, Office 365, Microsoft Intune, CRM Online, the remote app inside Azure, all of these different public cloud services that reside in our data center. And we'll be talking about really bringing these all together, right? Like in a holistic approach. So, you know, what would your business look like if it was, if you just had a phone, a computer, or a phablet, and a printer? You know, what would it look like if everything was completely, you know, 100% in the cloud? So we start with the business owner or the student or the entrepreneur, and having this console, this integrated unified console that has access to all of these services, applications that then, you know, provision themselves through the help of admin, you know, doing the admin work that you need to do, and then provisioning those devices and sending out the services. So this is episode 7, Understanding Server Manager, and we're going to go ahead and go right into it. We've got a demo to show you as well. So Adnan, you know, as we know, you know, Server Manager, that's really the heart and soul of Windows Server. It's the main tool that we use. It's been around for a long time. You want to expound on that?
Yeah, of course. So Server Manager, I love the way that Microsoft has allowed the service within the product itself to really enhance over the time. Being able to remotely administrate all of your service and be able to collect them into groups, so Exchange administrators can pretty much have an ideal view overlaying the entire Exchange deployment of their entire environment. And it goes the same when it comes down to either SQL, an application deployment. Server Manager just enables you as an administrator to deploy solutions right there from your console. And the best part about it is this: the remote server administration tool that's capable with Windows 7, Windows 8, and soon to be Windows 10, you can, right from your client OS, connect to any server within your infrastructure, run PowerShell commands against it, get installations done, take a look at audits and logs, even servicing. Beforehand, this couldn't have been done. You had to either utilize MMCs that were limited, or you had a remote desktop into the server. Now, with the introduction of Server 2012 R2, it just enhanced Server Manager. The console is just beautiful. Multiple administrators themselves can just get in, do the tasks that they need to get done, and just without getting in each other's way, and that's awesome.
Right. You know, this console is installed by default, right? It's been around, like we said, for years. As we talk about, you know, it used to be kind of painful to be able to install some type of feature or a purpose for the server. But now, you know, as we have rules and features, you know how we used to have to install one thing and then reboot, install another thing and then reboot. So here, you know, you've got rules and features and you can install them, and some have some dependencies. But, you know, if there's a lot less rebooting and when you're installing that, you know, so like you said, you know, great for configuring and deploying and maintaining, you know, not just the remote instances of other servers like you mentioned, but also your local, you know, remote and or hybrid, you know, scenarios all from one centralized console, right?
Exactly.
So what about the health? What comes in when you're looking at your server manager managing the health?
So from the health perspective, you not only have the status of services running on the server itself or servers that you pretty much are looking at, but you have what is a hidden gem, I call it, the best practices analyzer for each role installed. And Microsoft did an awesome job with this. Each role that's installed on the service that you bring into Server Manager, you can pretty much get an ID overlay view. And any misconceptions, any misconfigurations, it's going to scan that role, whether it be Active Directory, DNS, CHCP, pick, choose, and refuse whatever role you want to have scanned. And it'll say, okay, Active Directory, we only have one DNS server, you should have two. Failover clustering, you only have one network card, you should have two. It gets that granular. Here's the best part about it. If you don't know where to go, there's a link provided within that solution that will hand walk you through the process in terms of making sure that you stay in compliance with the best practices for that role in terms of installation. The next part that I really love about it is that when it comes down to management tools or binaries that need to be installed for a specific role, it points out the wizards within Server Manager, they work and they work beautifully. If I'm installing Active Directory and they see that I'm missing certain tools like group policy, management tools, to say, hey, you're missing these things. We'll add them in for you because they're required. And that's the whole beauty about Server Manager. It's the first thing you are going to see upon boot up when you launch and log into Server 2012 R2.
Sure. You know, we talked about the dependencies. We're talking about the prereqs, right? So prerequisites. It just goes and finds things that you're not, you know, that you're missing when you're installing that role or that feature, for instance, you know, .NET framework or what have you. And the nice thing about this is you can install roles of features, or you can do the virtual desktop infrastructure. Remember how hard that used to be to implement?
Oh, don't get me started. It was, again... And this is where Server Manager itself shines. Until you've actually walked the walk and gone through the installation of various services, and you've seen how it has grown throughout the years, you would really get a sense of appreciation with it. When it came down to VDI, whether it be session-based for applications or even your virtual desktop infrastructure, you had to go through so many hoops just to get it deployed. And you would hope and pray to God that you deployed it correctly. The beautiful part about Server Manager and Server 2012 R2 is that it has a session-based installation all set and ready for you to go. Well, we know you want to deploy VDI. We know that you want to deploy a session-based application. How do you want to plan? How do you want to deploy it? And it gives you this beautiful walkthrough in terms of if you want to do it on a single server or if you want to do it via a farm by splitting it up in multiple roles. And even in the wizard, it allows you to select which server will be utilized for which role, whether it be the gateway, whether it be for licensing, whether it be the web broker, and so forth. It's an awesome tool that came a very long way, and you're seeing it really polished and shined here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we look at just entry-level IT, right? If you've been using server for years and years and years, or whether you're brand new, coming in, setting your business up in the cloud, or you're creating virtual machines in the cloud, you know, if you're setting up Windows Server, you're going to see Server Manager. So it can start out as, you know, just kind of basic. It's your one-stop shop. It's the heart and soul. Your unified, your unified interface, and then you can get into those more complex tasks. So I say we just take a look at the introduction to Server Manager.
Let's roll it, Blaine.
So here I'm in the virtual machine. I've got Server Manager up, as you can see. I've got place where I got to configure the local server. So that's where we would start if we wanted to go ahead and go into the local server and see that. Server manager gives you things like, you know, the computer name, if you're in a domain, your firewalls, your remote management, all your updates, last time you had your updates. There's lots of here. This is like the central location for this particular server, or I can look at other servers and get the properties from those servers as well. If I go back into dashboard, one of the key things here is that we can add roles and features. So what's nice about this is adding roles and features is the ability to go in and configure things. In the past, we'd like install a certain feature or a role, reboot. Install another feature, reboot. And we've got a lot better over the years, specifically with 2012 R2, to be able to kind of add multiple roles or multiple features in, and then it may, you know, if you're doing like laying down Hyper-V, for example, in a private cloud environment, it requires a reboot, right? So we're trying to minimize the amount of reboots that you have here. But as you can see here on the first selection of the installation type, we have role-based and feature-based installations where we can add the roles and features. And then we have the remote desktop installation services. So this is great because they've really done a good job. Thank you, development teams. For building the virtual desktop infrastructure where you actually go through and set up virtual machine-based or session-based desktop deployments, making it very easy. It's, you know, here's something in the past that was just like a really, really nice feature set of technology, kind of hard to implement. So they've done a great job of putting it in the wizard where you can actually set that stuff up. We select a server from the server pool, so we can have multiple servers in here from different parts of my business. So if we click here, we'll go ahead and click next, and you see we've got all of the different pieces here, like Active Directory certificate services, Active Directory domain services, or making this a domain controller, Directory Federation, you know, DHCP, fax server. The only thing you can't run in this particular virtual machine, since we're in Azure, is Hyper-V, because we're actually running in virtualization, and that virtual machine is running up in the cloud. So, but as you walk through here, you can set up your remote access. So there's lots of things you can set up here. And then you can go to your feature set. So things like the .NET framework or BitLocker for security, right? BitLocker drive encryption and network unlock, failover clustering, all of these things that are available inside a server manager. So once again, this is where you would set up your roles in your features, depending on what the needs are of your business, and then walking through the server manager to get that done.
That was a great demo, Blaine.
Well, thanks a lot, bud. You know, there's lots of resources too. There's what's new with Windows Server 2012 R2. There's the PowerShell Kickstart. If you want to learn more about PowerShell from the scripting guys. Server management and automation. There's another link there. You can go to those. That's an MBA course. You can go to aka.msgo-mba-serveman, and then Windows Server 2012 R2 Essentials, which is what we use in the running servers without the hardware in that episode. Here's some more resources here as well.
So managing multiple remote servers with Server Manager, aka.ms remote servers, is an interesting link and resource that I would heavily recommend to anybody who is managing a multiple pool of servers within Server 2012 R2 environments. And then you have the remote multi-server management scenario overview, where you can pretty much gain an insight in terms of Microsoft's best practices for remotely managing a multi-server environment. And that's located as aka.ms/remote-servers-scenario.
Excellent. And with your help and the other help of all the contributors, we have the Microsoft Public Cloud Services setting up your business in the cloud. If you want more information on that, you can go to aka.ms/Blaine's book, or you can send me an email at blainebar@microsoft.com. But more importantly, we did a whole MBA, Microsoft Virtual Academy training, and that's available online now. There's 11 modules for that that follow the chapters of the book, as well as following the episodes of the IT Time TechNet radio series. So you can go get that information at aka.ms/public-cloud-mba. And don't forget BizSpark, right? That's our sponsor for the book, and it's a free of charge global program that provides a lot of support and visibility, and more importantly, software to get your business up and running. So if you're interested in BizSpark, if you've been in business less than 5 years, making under $1 million gross a year, and you're not trading publicly on the stock market, then and you're building applications and using Microsoft technologies and also with Azure or the Azure platform, then you qualify, right? That's 3 years of access to current full-featured software development tools, $150 a month of Microsoft Azure benefits. You get 4 free MSDN support incidences and access to unique offers from our BizSpark network partners. And then more importantly, it gives you access to the BizSpark ecosystem, which is advisors and mentors and investors. So once again, BizSpark is our partner in this book. And if you're interested in joining BizSpark, send me an email at blainebarr@microsoft.com and blainebarr@microsoft.com, and that's it. So thanks a lot, Adnan, for joining us on IT Time TechNet Radio and doing this episode on Server Manager.
Thank you for having me, Blaine.
Anytime. And with that, it's a wrap.